English professors don't always have their nose in a book. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Luke, associate professor of rhetoric and composition at Santa Clara University, explains.
People are often surprised to hear that, as an English professor, I don't study literature. Instead, I study a range of everyday texts and genres. Even more specifically, and perhaps surprisingly, I study places, the ways they are experienced and lived, represented discursively, and remembered. This hasn't always been what I do. My early research was on rhetorical education in the 19th century and the relationship between high schools and colleges then and now. But I realized later that that research was also always about a place. It was about the site of the school, how it is conceptualized, experienced, and remembered. My research now is focused on other sites of rhetoric and remembrance, including San Jose's famous Winchester Mystery House and my own university's campus, which is also the ancient Native Ohlone village site of Tamien. In both cases, I examine the ways the sites have been discursively and materially constructed as sites of history that subtly and not so subtly exclude and marginalize some populations. I ask, how do signs celebrating the Spanish mission on our campus also serve to erase the native history of Tamien and perpetuate the ongoing erasure of BIPOC experiences in our classrooms today? How might an emphasis on mystery, on haunting and ghosts and the supposed insanity of a woman like Sarah Winchester serve to undermine counterstories of women's historical agency and their ongoing struggles for equal representation today? Academic research can help us to see everyday sites through different lenses. Rhetorical work like mine can also show how studying a subject like English means studying more than just the literary greats. The whole world is a text, and rhetoric and public memory research helps remind us all of the role we play in writing it.
That was Amy Luke of Santa Clara University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.